the emphasis over and over again, Jesus' parables, when you're dealing with a God of mercy, a God who, judicially speaking, is if you'll pardon the expression, a little crazy. I mean, this is like night court. He's just going and dismissing cases left and right. Now, if you want to argue your case on its own merits and bring in a bunch of file folders and try to plead your case on your merits, you're in a heap of trouble because you're going against court orders here, and you're left entirely on your own, which is truly foolish. In the Old Testament, foolishness is unbelief, and that unbelief is the real mystery, the real foolishness, because here God is openly inviting people to cash in on his good name, to be clothed with the righteousness of Christ that's not their own, and to live before God on the good reputation of their older brother Jesus. And to refuse that and to seek some other way is just utter foolishness. You really become self-condemned. God is justified in saying, oh, go to hell, you know, literally.